A winter weather advisory is in effect for Stark County until 4 a.m. tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the area can expect total snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches. A winter weather advisory is also in effect for an area including Carroll, Columbiana, and Tuscarawas counties from 7 p.m. tonight through 1 a.m. Sunday. That area can expect total snow accumulations of between 2 and 3 inches. Summa Health is notifying affected patients after an employee may have inappropriately accessed some of their records. The healthcare provider was made aware of the development November 14th. Summa Health says the employee may have seen patient records without a business reason to do so. They are no longer working for Summa Health. An investigation concluded the employee accessed information, including patients' names, medical record numbers, dates of birth, addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, all or part of Social Security numbers, and medical and treatment information. The activity occurred between October 2023 and November 2024. Summa Health is offering free credit monitoring and identity protection to those who are eligible. They have no evidence of misuse of the information. The Timken Company will lay off 97 employees of its Timken Belts plant in Springfield, Missouri. The Jackson Township-based maker of engineered bearings filed a layoff notice with the federal government Tuesday. Workers were notified last month. They will be given at least a 60-day notice prior to their last day, severance pay, and career planning services. The job cuts will occur between March 21st and September 30th. Timken spokesman Scott Schroeder tells the Springfield News Leader staffing decisions are based on a continuous review of the company's long-term capacity plans, cost competitiveness, and customer demand. Stark County has a new probate judge. Kurt Warren was appointed to the bench today by Governor Mike DeWine. Warren has more than 30 years of experience in the legal field, including time as an attorney and a Stark County Common Pleas judge. He has served as Canton Municipal Court judge since 2015. Warren will take office February 21st. He succeeds Dixie Park, who retired December 1st. Warren will serve the remainder of the unexpired term. He must run for election in November 2026 to retain the seat. Two suspects are jailed on charges resulting from an alleged shoplifting incident that led to an accident involving a Jackson Township police cruiser. 52-year-old Miriam Lorenzi of Cleveland and 33-year-old Jose Cianez of Olmsted Township were arrested following the Thursday afternoon crash and charged with complicity to aggravated robbery. Around 4:30, officers were called to Belden Village Mall. A man and woman stole items at Buckle and were confronted by store employees. Police say the suspects indicated they had a weapon and drove away. Officers tried to stop the suspect vehicle at Everhard and Dressler Road Northwest. It continued to Everhard and I-77. The vehicle stopped for traffic and a police cruiser rear-ended the suspect vehicle. The crash caused minor damage to the latter. No one was hurt. A woman accused of stealing from a business is scheduled to return to court Tuesday for a status hearing. 24-year-old Mackenzie Butcher of Nimishillen Township was arraigned Thursday in Canton Municipal Court. She turned herself in earlier that day. Butcher was wanted on warrants charging her with grand theft, telecommunications fraud, and misuse of credit cards. Bond was set at $20,000. Butcher posted bond and was released from the Stark County Jail. She allegedly used credit cards from Almost Heaven Ice Cream to make over $11,000 in purchases for herself without permission. The activity occurred between April and November 2024. Butcher also accused of keeping the credit card information on her phone. The Nimishillen Township Trustees Thursday held their 2025 organizational meeting. WDPN's David Schur reports.
The board agreed to retain the current employees at their current pay rate, including George Kiko as board president, Jennifer Leone as vice president, and set monthly meetings at 7 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursdays. No meeting will be held on November 27 and December 25. During the regular 7 p.m. meeting, trustees agreed to hire Brian Mishna as a firefighter at $13.22 an hour until further training is completed for EMT. Daniel Johnson has submitted his resignation, which the board accepted, from the Board of Zoning Appeals effective January 9.
The first of three open houses for the first phase of the Appalachian Regional Clean Hydrogen Hub was held Thursday at Walsh University. The repository reports the hydrogen hub is being led by Columbus-based Battelle. Plans call for a Canton location, as well as sites across Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Sarda and Enbridge Gas want to use electrolysis to produce hydrogen fuel for buses on or near the Gateway Boulevard Southeast facility in Canton. Battelle says electrolysis produces hydrogen without emitting carbon. Sarda's buses are currently fueled by so-called gray hydrogen with no capture of carbon during production in Canada. The Department of Energy's Office of Clean Energy Demonstrations awarded $30 million for the hub's planning and development in July. A guilty plea has been entered by a man charged in a fatal shooting in Youngstown. 35-year-old Sean Jones entered the plea Monday to a count of tampering with evidence. A sentencing date has not been scheduled in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. On October 18th, 24-year-old Reynaldo Hernandez was found shot at a cemetery at Liberty Road and Wardle Avenue on the city's east side. 42-year-old Daniel Ramsey pleaded guilty Monday to tampering with evidence. Sentencing is set for March 4th. 40-year-old Andre Bailey is charged with murder and will stand trial next month. Two other men remain at large after being charged in the shooting. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.